Do you want to protect your family, but you're a bit confused about life insurance? Have you asked yourself questions such as, do I really need it? How much is enough? Shouldn't I just have faith in God and that He will provide for my family when I die? It's my firm belief that God has provided humans with a really practical solution for providing for our family's needs when we die. Life insurance replaces me economically when I'm gone. It ensures that my family doesn't end up on the streets and being a burden to society. So how much life insurance is enough? We certainly don't want so much that this might give your family an incentive to knock you off. A good rule of thumb is 10 times your income. So if you're earning $60,000, then $600,000 might be right. However, this is such an important aspect to your family's financial protection, a little more science is needed. In my financial planning practice, we help clients calculate what is right for them. This includes provisions for mortgage and debt repayment. If you create the debt, then I think it should die with you. Sound fair? So the first thing is to leave the family debt-free. Next on the list is to provide for funeral costs. An amount of $10,000 to $15,000 should cover this. After the funeral fund, then it's important to replace some of the income that will be lost on death. Calculate how much income the family needs on an ongoing basis, assuming the mortgage and debts are gone. Often this is about 50% of salary. Don't forget to make an allowance for the stay-at-home mum or dad. There is definitely an economic loss should they pass away, and this needs to be included in the calculation. My wife Rochelle works part-time in the workforce and full-time at home. I have enough insurance on Rochelle to ensure that I have options on how we'll replace the duty she performs, should she pass away. This is enough money for me to either work less or pay someone to do some of the duties at home she currently performs. Let's say you need to replace $50,000 per year of lost income. The next question is how long is this extra income needed for? At Milestone, we recommend this income continues until your youngest child is 18, 21 or 25, depending on the potential future education needs. Once this time frame is established, then simply multiply the amount of income needed by the time frame. So if you need $50,000 per year for 11 years, that would be $550,000 of cover. Finally, it is important to consider having some money available for education funding. Are there young children that will require funds to be set aside for higher education and university? If so, make provisions for this too. Add up all these amounts and you'll be on track to have the right amount. Round this amount up a little if you like even numbers, as life insurance is generally relatively cheap and having a little too much is better than not enough. Now you know how much life insurance you require, then you need to decide where the best place to hold it. Do you hold it personally or do you have it held within superannuation? In short, for most people, the best place to hold cover is in their superannuation, as it provides taxation and cash flow benefits. For a life insurance calculation worksheet and more practical family money tips and resources, go to godsmoneymatters.com.